You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Before the break, you heard the Fugees from Sesame Street, Songs from the Street, Volume 6, with Just Happy to Be Me. And in fact, we're thinking about being happy to be me and being yourself today on the Children's Hour. Coming up, we're going to speak with someone who has made a career out of making people laugh and feel good. And that was really all just about being himself. We'll meet Craig Yeo, the former general manager of the Muppets, an author, and a comedian, right after this. This is Bomba Estéreo from Armand Serre, right here on the Children's Hour.
Me subí, me fui contra la corriente y también me perdí. Fracasé, me encontré, lo viví y aprendí. Cuando te pegas fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras. Sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas. Atravesando por toda esta tierra. Y no hay que viajar tanto para encontrar la respuesta. Hey. No te preocupes si no te aprueban. Cuando te critiquen, tú solo di. Soy yo. Solo di. Soy yo.
Welcome to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Our guest on the show today is Craig Yeo. He is an author. Most lately, his book is Captain LOL and Rubber Chicken Har Har. But he's also done so many other things that you know about. For example, Craig Yeo was the creative director and general manager of The Muppets with Jim Henson. And he's done so many other things. You've been entertained by him without even being aware of it. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Craig Yeo.
Oh, it's my great pleasure. Can you say yo, yo? Because that would be saying hello, Craig.
Yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo, yo.
Killian can relate with being the class clown, I think.
Oh, I was the class clown. And so after I got out of school, I go, well, now what do I do? So I said, well, I'll make a career of being the class clown. So Killian, you're on your way to fame and no riches by being a comedian.
Well, you've had quite the extraordinary life. You were the general manager of the Muppets? I mean,
yep.
What is that job? That seems like the coolest job in the world.
It's beyond cool. And it was such a great pleasure to work with that creative genius, Jim Henson, and go to work and be inspired every day to sit in a room with Jim and Kermit and Miss Piggy and Elmo and all those great Muppets. I sort of looked like a Muppet. So I sort of blended in and felt like I was part of the band, and it was every bit as much fun as you might think, Katie.
I bet. They certainly embodied the be yourself theme. Like, as a Muppet, all you've got is, like, you are yourself. But sometimes people feel like they should tamp down or bring down the energy a little because maybe they're too wild. Do any of you ever hear that? Like, settle down. Do you ever hear that expression?
Settle? Every day.
Every day?
At school, yes.
Settle down. Settle down. How about you, Craig? Did you have to hear settle down?
Absolutely. Settle down and go to your room and you're grounded for life. I would hear that every day. But actually, my parents were very affirming. They wanted me to be yourself. They wanted me to be myself. They affirmed me in doodling and drawing and putting on skits for the neighborhood kids and let me be Craig Yo.
So what specifically did you do when you were working with the Muppets and Jim Henson?
Kind of everything. I would design characters with my pencil and my mind, work on show ideas for new shows. I designed a lot of Muppet toys, all kinds of Muppet clothing and items. And then we were working on a lot of different TV shows at the time. And then we got involved with Disney and they wanted to create a Muppet attraction at Disney World. So I became a Disney Imagineer to design the Muppet attraction at Disney World. As a kid, I loved Disney. I loved Mickey Mouse. And so to work with Disney and Mickey Mouse was a dream come true. And working with the Muppets was a dream come true. And then went from there and worked on Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. All these dreams came true for me. So my life has just kind of happened. But people have different approaches to life. For me, it was just kind of rolling not with the punches, but with the puns and the funs. That's what I rolled with. Now I'm totally, at my advanced age, I've decided, like, I'm going to totally concentrate on being silly and creating silly things for kids, like the Captain Lowell and Rubber Chicken book, because I think it's so important for kids to be silly. The world's not so silly sometimes these days, but we need to play and have fun and lots of lols and rolling on the floor laughing, and we need to do all that. So that's why I'm focused now on Captain Lowell and Rubber Chicken and their escapades. One of the greatest ways to think of a new idea is put two disparate things and fuse them together, mash them up. So I mashed up dad jokes and comics and made this book. And the main purpose is to help kids be silly.
You're hearing the voice of Craig Yo. He is a comedian, a comic, an author, an illustrator. He was the general manager of the Muppets and the vice president, one of the creative directors of the Muppets, too. And he's with us on the Children's Hour today. We have a lot more with him. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
Told me that she loved me when she hugged me. My daddy always told me that he put no one above me. My sister always told me secrets, I know that she trusts me. My brother always got my back, though he always bugged me. Ain't he and my uncles, yeah, they always give me gifts. Grandpa give me money, yeah. Granny give me gifts. Me and my cousins, yeah, we always keep it lit. Even when we made our own dance, something like this, like, do that hula hoop, yeah, we do that. So I free myself and I treat myself. I don't cheat myself. When I look in the mirror and I see myself, I stand tall, yeah, like I'ma treat myself. You can rest in my shade if you wanna. Imagine how far I go, like Moana. My roots are deep, my branch is strong. This is my motto, not just a song. What I'm saying is,
I can be anything, but I'm already perfect. myself, so I free myself, and I treat myself. I don't cheat myself. When I look in the mirror and I see myself, I stand tall, like I'ma treat myself.
That's Saul Paul. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and our guest today on the show is Craig Yeo. He is a cartoonist, a writer, a publisher. He worked with Jim Henson and the Muppets, but he also worked with Nickelodeon. And he worked on Cabbage Patch Kids and My Little Pony. So many things. Craig Yeo is with us to help us be inspired to do kind of what he did in life. He just is himself. And he turned being Craig Yeo, maybe the class clown, maybe the funniest guy in the room, the silliest man you'll ever meet. And he made a career out of it. Craig, thanks for being with us on the show. There's a lot to ask you about, but let's talk about your time at Nickelodeon and all the cool things you did there. What did you do there?
Well, I was a creative director for them when they were first getting started. Actually, when Jim Henson passed on, I decided I need to move on too from the Muppets. So I interviewed with Nickelodeon. And then after my interview, I went home and I sent them a thank you letter, the polite thing to do. But I made the letter very formal, like, "Dear sir, it was a great pleasure to meet with you today. And I think I have a lot of skills that might fit your company's needs." So it was very, very formal and businesslike. But then I took some plastic vomit and glued it on top of the letter.
You glued plastic vomit to your thank you letter after an interview?
Yes. I sent that off to them. And the second the postman brought that to their door, they called me and go, "We got your thank you letter. You're hired. We know you have the right spirit for Nickelodeon. We love the plastic vomit." They thought that I was really clued in and perfect for the role. So that's how I got to begin my work with Nickelodeon. But those were during the early days of Nickelodeon. It started off as what they called the Green Vegetable Network. They had all these good-for-you type programs on Nickelodeon. And the parents were thrilled that the kids were watching. The kids were bored to death. And that's when they decided to change it all around. And they made the network totally different, where they had slime falling on kids' heads. And they had all kinds of fun, cool attitude and brightened up the palette on what you saw on the screen. And they just made it wild. And they did what kids wanted, not what necessarily a good for you approach. You know, they wanted kids to have fun and be silly. And so I fit right in there because I'm all about kids should be silly. I mean, yeah, if you want to grow up later on, I decided not to. But if you do want to grow up later on, that's fine too. But that's what we were doing over at Nickelodeon with the beginning shows, Ren and Stimpy and the Rugrats and Doug and everything like that. In my kind of work, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. We definitely had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, giggles as we were working away on all those fun Nickelodeon characters.
Our guest is Craig Yeo, and he's Yo-self when he's being himself, and me, I'm myself. Everybody has a self that they are, and sometimes people are a little shy about just being yourself, but everybody's different, and we need every kind of person to make this whole world as cool as it is.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do. The oak cow just goes moo. The dog and the cat pick up the middle while the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the top where the little birds sing on the melody. With the high notes ringing, the hoot owl hollers over everything. And the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. Little duck quacks and he's on his way. The possum ain't got much to say. And the porcupine talks to himself. All God's critters got a place in the choir.
Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Simple song living sung everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, grumpy alligator and the hawks above, sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got. All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
I just want to be me. I don't want to be anyone else. I'm gonna be true to myself. I've just gotta be me.
If you wanna be just like him, or try to look more like her, go ahead, but I'm pretty sure you'll be happy being you.
I just gotta be me. I gotta be me. This much is truer. You gotta be youer, and I gotta be meer.
Meer?
Yeah, you know, like more me and more you.
Okay.
Me, me, meer. You, you, you were true, true, truer, true.
It right here. I don't want to be anywhere else.
Right now is a gift in itself. I just want to be here.
You could wish you were somewhere new, on a mountain or in a canoe.
Go ahead, but if you only knew the joy of being here.
Right here.
I just want to be here. I want to be here. Don't be shyer, just give it a tryer. You'll be happy right here.
Tryer!
Yeah, you know, like trying, but with a little more effort.
Okay, I guess so.
Try, try, tryer. Be, be, beer. Here, here, hearer, here. Try, try, tryer. Be, be, beer. Here, here.
That's Jim Cosgrove. Before that, Terry Hendricks. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today on the show, we're thinking about being ourselves and how important it is to love yourself exactly as you are. There's a lot more coming up with our guest, Craig Yeoh, including a book review of Captain Lull and Rubber Chicken Har Har. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. The Children's Hour is grateful to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting our recordings. Many thanks to New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and the National Endowment for the Arts for their support of the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is grateful to the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund for their support.